Today is Daf Nun Vav. Learn today's Daf Lezecha Nishmas Zalman Simchas Ben Simcha, whose yurt site is today. The Shama should have Aliyah. Also learn Schos for Foolish Lamer for Chaim Ben Rachel. So, we are on Nun Hei Amud Beis. We're by the second two dots by Amar Mar. Let's go back quickly. We'll start by Rabbi Yeshua. So, Tanya. So, it's by the first wide line. So, Tanya Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Arba Dvarim. There are four Nizakim, Haosa Osan, someone who does them. Partim de Adam, there's no legal liability, but Chayim Midei Shemayim. But he's Chayim Midei Shemayim, meaning, and that means whether he has his obligation to pay Midei Shemayim, or he has an obligation Midei Shemayim. Of course, what does that mean? Okay, so Elohim, what are those? Haporitz Gedir Befnei Beimas Chavero. If you knock down the fence in front of your friend's animal, I guess the animal goes down and grazes, or runs away. Vakofet Kamasol Shachavero Fedleka, you bend your friend's Tvua, in front of the fire. You hire false witnesses to testify and therefore obligate your friend, or not really a friend. And if you know edus for your companion, right, and you withhold the testimony. So Amar, now the Gemara is going to dissect them. Amar, so someone who breaks down the fence or the wall before the animal of his friend, he's patur min any adam chai v'dei shemayim. So, hey Chidomi, what's the case? So, ilema bikotel bari. If we're talking about a very strong wall, he knocks down a strong wall, b'dinei adam nami nechayev. He should still be chayev b'dinei adam, meaning for the wall, according to Rashi. He should be chayev for the wall. Right, Rashi says, ibikotel bari b'dinei adam nami nechayev, miha kosel, to have your dayim of it. He did this by, behema lekul meimer lid machayev, datanam partsu a listin potter. The behema you're definitely not going to be chayev for, because we already know that we just saw in our mission that if the listin knocked down the wall and the animal goes down, that's just grumma. According to Rashi, Rambam argues, but according to Rashi and Rov Rishonim, you're going to be putter for the animal in this case, but you're still going to be chayiv midei adam for the wall. So you can't list that here in one of the cases where you're putter midei adam. Tosfos points out, well, why don't you say that here? Fine. Tosfos actually brings a girsa. He says v'yisvarim shekosel hem behedja akosel. That it says specifically the word kosel is actually added in there. He's talking about the wall. So Ella Bikota Ra'u.
He's not chayv. That is
part of
together. Right. An outsider. Right. It's not the bow of the shore. Okay, right?
Obviously.
The shore that damages. Who's chayv for that damage? The shore that.
It depends on the other gemara. How long did the owner know that the wall was down? And other circumstances. But the guy who knocks down the wall is not chayv because that's just grama. But he's chayv for the wall if it's a strong wall.
Right.
So
if it's his own wall, though, what's the problem?
It's not his own wall. It's somebody else's wall. It's gedder if they behemas chaveru. You knock down your wall. Your friend's animal is in the corral, and you knock down the wall. If you knock down your wall.
Your wall separating your property from your friend's animal.
No.
No, okay.
No, it's you knocking down your friend's wall. Okay. So you're knocking down his wall, the for animal to come out. Okay, so El Bikolta Ra'ua. We're talking about a weak wall. Rashi says, Delo Avsidi Limitsarkai. It's a weak wall that would have that needs to come down anyway. So therefore, you're not chayiv midei adam because it was supposed to come down anyway. But you chayiv midei shemayim. The question over here: midei shemayim for what? I guess you chayiv for the wall midei shemayim, or you chayiv for the animal damage that the animal does, or that animal gets lost.
The animal get out.
It's a machlokas. So everyone's going to say one way or the other way. It's a machlokas. So I'll just accept all answers. So all of the above. Okay. The Rambam has an interesting. Rambam, one of the questions the Rambam asked, which is a good question. He says, "What do you mean that you'd be putter for the weak wall? If I destroy a valuable object, then I have to pay the value of that valuable object. If I damage a non-valuable object, I'm not putter. I still have to pay the value of that object. So it's worth less than it would be if it was strong. Still worth something. If it could stay up for 2-3 days, maybe a week, there's still some value in it. So why would you be putter?"
It sounds like it was going to come down anyway.
Yeah, but is it going to come down immediately, or is it going to come down in a week? So there's a value for a week that it's still there. So pay that value. Okay.
What's his answer?
It's a long tshuva. So I'll send you the link. It's actually a tshuva Rambam that's in there. Okay. So because the Rambam has a whole different sheet on how to read this. So look at Tosos. Tosos says ilema b'kotel bari b'dinei adam nami l'chayev. He says right away. He says perish a kotel. The behema vade lo mechayev a priestess gedder ba'alma the ainz a groma bi'alma. But the Rambam, in his tshuva, starts explaining that he's actually talking about the behemoth. So there's this whole other shita of how to read this Gemara. Okay, so Amar Mar, the next case. Hakofev kamaso shel chaveiro b'fnei hadleika. So you bend the wheat, the stash of your friend in front of the fire. You patur midini adam b'chayi b'dinei shemayim. So echidami, what's the case? Ilema dematile baruch matsuya. Let's say that he bends it as the fire is coming, and there's a ruach matsuya, typical wind. So if I'm bending it now, it's pretty clear that the fire is going to gobble up this stash. So bidei adam nami nechayiv. He should also be chayiv midinei adam because he's doing a biyadayim. Ruach matsuya is there, and biyadayim it's as if he's putting the object into the flame. So that's bidei that's adam amazik. Ela dematye beruach she'enu matsuya. I guess the thing is coming. The fire is coming, and he bends it away from the fire, or he bends it in a certain way that it really shouldn't get eaten up. And then a unnatural wind, something like yesterday, comes and blows the fire towards it. So there, you're not chay b'dei adam because he didn't know that the wind was going to blow this way. It wasn't something he should have suspected that the wind's going to blow like this, and therefore he would be potter. That's the one answer. Ravashi says no. Ravashi amar tamun itmar bishul shavi tamun be'esh. What's happening on here is that the fire is coming, and he sees the fire is coming and gobble up some stuff, so he covers it, thinking he's doing good fire's running. He's covering the item so that this thing, maybe the fire would pass over it. But by covering the item, now you make it tamun. And we've seen before that tamun, something that's hidden, that's buried, is the mazik is putter from ish. So now the fire comes and eats it. There's no obligation. There's no the guy who lit the fire, assuming the guy with the fire is obligated. There's no obligation not to pay for these items because they were tamun. So what I did by covering it is cause a loss by grama. I didn't do anything by adayim. I did it by grama. So I'm patur midei adam b'chayiv midei shemayim.
But if you cover it, the fire would have gotten it anyway, you know.
Doesn't matter. Tamun is patur because there's a kasev. Anything that's buried, that's covered, and the fire comes and eats it, it's putter. Same thing by kale and by a boar. It's exeris akasav, that's putter. Look at Rashi, last wide line on top. Talmud itmar, shekisa kamas chaberu besadinim. Covered it with some sort of, I don't know, blankets, I guess. Kishara deleka etzla, because he saw the fire coming at. Vehu lo shalach hasberi. He's not the one who lit the fire. Vishavye Talmud, but he created Talmud. Vigorim lahavsi des hanizak, and he causes a loss to the person who's getting damaged. The liftor samavir, and he exonerates the fire setter, right? The putter al tamav eish, because there's a putter tamav eish. And so I guess I'm not sure if Rav Ashi is giving another case, or maybe he's arguing on the previous case.
Because Ruach Shem and Tzuya wouldn't be chayev.
You wouldn't be chayev.
Either way, you wouldn't be chayev.
I guess, I don't know, then why does he have to...
If it wasn't tamav, if Ruach Shem and Tzuya wouldn't be
right, no, but the Ruach Shem and Tzuya only applies to the first case. Right, so now Rav Ashi is giving another answer. So he's saying he's just giving another answer. He's not necessarily arguing because okay. All right, next case. Amar Mar, Hasocher Edei Sheker. Guy hires false witnesses to testify, I guess, on his behalf or to testify against somebody. Patur b'dei adam b'chayiv b'dei shemayim. He's patur b'dei adam b'chayiv b'dei shemayim because it's only grama. So the Gemara says, Hey Chedai, what's the case? Ilei Mavshei. If I hire false witnesses in order for my own benefit, well then I owe the money. So if something happens and I find out, I have to pay him back. So what do you mean I'm patur midei adam? I can't hire false witnesses and then say, Mordechai midei shemayim. I just got false witnesses. I don't. Money's not for me. So in name of l'navshe, Rashi says lahotzi mamon chaver la'atzmo, mamoni bayil shlume. He has to pay him back. Rashi says osu mamon shahotzi chayv la'asir. So therefore, midei adam nami nechayv. So therefore, he's chayv midei adam. So ella it's l'chavrei. Rashi says sachar edi sheker lahotzi mamon meruven l'shimon. For whatever reason, I don't like you. I'm going to hire Adim for you. I'm going to pay these Adim in order to get that you'll lose and he'll win. So I didn't get any benefit from it. I have to pay back, but I only caused. So the Gemara says that in that case, I guess it's grama. I don't know why. In that case, it's a grama.
Torah's time says it.
No, what?
It's grama. He must return the money.
Okay, so that's what, so he has to return. So he does midei shemayim. He has to return the money. And the other case is v'hayodeya. So what's the reason why? Oh, we'll get to it. We'll get to it in the Gemara. I think we'll get to the Gemara. The reason why? Okay. Ve'odeya edus lechavero. And if I know testimony that Reuven is chayiv to Shimon, and I don't testify on behalf of Shimon, ve'enu meid lo. So therefore, I cause him a loss. Nevertheless, I'm potter midei odom chayv dei shemayim b'maya skina. What's the case? Elaim b'veitrei. If there are two witnesses who can cahoots together and they withhold the testimony, pshita that it's only chayv midei shemayim. The pshita that they're chayv because they're raisehu. They didn't do anything active, but they have an obligation to make the testimony because it says vu eido ra'a o yadav im lo yagiv in asav o no. So that pasuk is talking about two edim. There's a chiyuv d'oraisa to testify. If they don't, they have a chiyuv b'dei shemayim. So Ella, we're talking about b'chad. It's one aid. Rashi says b'chad. Ella b'chad. Shemechayv o'shvua. That one aid can't cause the litigant to lose, but he can force a shvua. Right? U'b'dinei shemayim mechayiv. He's mechayiv b'dinei shemayim. D'i havei masid. But had he testified mechayiv l'shvua, then he would have forced one of the litigants to take a shvua. V'dim alo havei mishtabe b'shikru mishalim. Maybe the guy wouldn't want to swear. And then he would have to pay. So by him not testifying, even though his testimony itself would not have been motzi mamon, but it would have been enough to create a shvua, and therefore he caused a loss. The Gemara says besuleka. So wait, these are the only cases where if the hezek is done, your potter b'dei adam v'chayv b'dei shemayim. There are plenty of other cases. Aval ika, we can give a bunch of cases. Sorry, simon also b'sav v'shol yochaveh o'nishbar. Case number one: ha'osem melacha v'mechatos. Someone does work with the water that's used, the mixed water that's used for the parah aduma, like you use them for weights or something like that. Ube parahas hachatas, if you actually do work with the parah aduma, so you're mafsid, you can't use the parah aduma anymore. Patr b'nei adam, you're patr b'nei adam, why are you patr b'nei adam here? It's not grama, but it's hezek shein nikar. You can't see what it's done. You just picked it up the water or you did some work. It's hezek shein nikar, Rashi says. Nevertheless, v'chai v'din shemayim. That's one case. That's another case. Another case. If you put some sort of poison in front of your friend's animal, and the animal obviously eats it and dies, you're potter, because we said before previously that why the animal go ahead and eat with something that it shouldn't have eaten, but you still chayav midei shemayim. Rashi says it doesn't have that one. Okay. Next case was Va'ika, another case that we had, Hasholeich es ha-be'era b'yad chayri shote v'katon. So you give the torch over, or the coal, and the coal, so they reveal from Eish Lakish, you give the fire over to a chayri shote v'katon, and they go ahead and burn the objects of somebody else. So patr b'dei adam, you patr b'dei adam, because we say Ein shlichut d'var aveira, you patr b'dei adam, v'chayim b'dei shemayim, and you chayim b'dei shemayim. The next case was Va'ika, we'll see this later on, ha-mavid es chaveiro, you scare your friend. Right, you suddenly blow a shofar in their ear or something like that. You scare their friend and you cause damage that way. Patr b'nei adam, because you didn't do a maisa begufo. Patr b'nei adam b'chayv b'nei shemayim. Another case that you have a case as such. Another case, nishbar okada b'rishus harabim v'lo silka. Your pitcher breaks from shush harabim and you don't remove it. Or nafla gemalo, or your camel falls down v'lo ha'amida and you don't pick it up. And it leaves there, and other people trip and fall over that. We say over there, Ramei Rechayiv Hezek, and over there is Machokes. Ramei said you were Chayiv, but the Chachamim said over there, Potim Dei Adam, the Chayim Bidei Shemayim. So why didn't Rabbi Yeshua count all these things? I mean, and there are going to be more. Why only these four? So Gemara says, yeah, you're right, Eirach Nami, Mia Ikatuva. There are many more cases. Bahani Itztrichlei. But these Rabbi Yeshua put out, he needed to explain, to list them, because Ma'al Tema Bidine Shemayim Nami Lo Lichayiv. Because I would have thought that even midei shemayim I would be chayiv. Kamash malam, that these cases you're also chayiv midei shemayim. So I had to list these. There are plenty of cases of patr midei adam chayiv midei shemayim. These four cases, had I not listed them, you might have thought that even midei shemayim you would be patr.
So going back to the chayish case, why is are you patr? I'm not sure about that.
Well, we did that case a while back, but that's right. So you, the one who gives the fire to chayish shote v'katan, are patr. Because it's a shliach l'dvar aveira, it doesn't go back to you.
But you're playing with fire by doing it.
You are playing with fire, but you're patur midinei hashem. We're not going to go now. It's a sugya that we did like four blot on. Spend like three, four blot on that. I can't. We not go back. Just find the source and we'll go back and look at it. Okay, so we're going according to my number. It's actually a nikkur loshmei hezek. Okay. So the Gemara says, well, we'd have to go through those four cases to figure out why you would have thought that you would even be put to midei shemayim. So the first case is haporitz get if they behemes chaveiro. Right, so you knock down the wall from behemes chaveiro, and the animal runs out. So ma'al detema, you'd have thought cave under the mistarikai. Remember, we established it's a kotel ra'ua, it's a weak wall. So you'd have thought that since this thing is about, it needs to be destroyed, my oven, what did the guy do? I mean, it's coming down anyway. So what did I do? You knock it down. So the first says, he says, because in the meantime, it's still standing. Okay, that's the first case. Next case was Hakofet Kamasol Shochaveiro. So you bent the stalks of your friend in front of the fire. So Nami Malate Malema Mi Haviadana Da Ase. It's a Ruch Shein Mutsuya. Why would I have ever thought that it was going to come this way? It's a Ruch Shein Mutsuya. Ubidina Shemayim Nami Lulachayim. And therefore I shouldn't even be Chayim at all, Medina Shemayim. Kamashwan, Rav Yehuda comes to say that you are Chayim in this case. I guess you have to. You know, when if you're doing anything to put the item in the path of a fire, even only Ruch Shein Mutsuya, you'd be Chayim B'dei Shemayim. Ul Ravashi, now Ravashi said the case was Tamil. Ravashi the Amar Nami Tamil Itmar. He says Mal Tamil. So why would you have thought that you would be Potter? Ana Kisuya Kisidni Halach Ubi Shemayim Nami Lachay Kamar Shmalana. I covered this. What was my intention? My intention was to save it for you. I was trying to cover it, to prevent it. I don't know why you just didn't take it away. I was trying to prevent any damage. And then the damage happened to happen, and then you lost it. That wasn't my intention. So you thought that you would be Potter Midei Shemayim, Kamashma, that you still have a Chiyav Midei Shemayim.
If all these things are intuitively okay, and Chazal say, but you have Midei Shemayim, don't they have to bring some Svarah for that?
Yes, they're saying that your intuition is incorrect, that the intuition goes the other way.
It's counterintuitive.
It's not that we you might have thought, but Kamash Malan, that intuition, that idea is incorrect.
Okay, but how do they know that...
Because they're the Chachamim.
But normally they bring something.
They're the Chachamim.
Well, I don't know.
It's Medina Shemayim. Again, it goes back to what does it mean, you're Chayim Medina Shemayim? What does that actually mean? Does that mean you should... You know, in order to get off scot-free, you should pay anyway. Does that mean that there's just some sort of metaphysical obligation on you? I don't know. I don't know exactly what that means.
Yeah.
Okay. Vasocher edi sheker. So if you hire false witnesses to testify on your behalf, your friend, again, it was not for you. It was for you hire false witnesses for Reuven to win from Shimon. So Nami, you would also think ma'ale teima lema divrei rav divrei tamar divrei mishomim. Why listen to me? Torah says don't testify falsely. I'm telling you to testify falsely. Why'd you listen to me? Right? Why'd you listen to me? Right? So you would think that you would be Shdina Shemayim Nami, you go to Chayiv, that you should not be Chayiv. Kamash Malad, nevertheless, since you caused it, maybe you made an offer and couldn't refuse, you caused it, then you have to Chayiv Midei Shemayim as well. If I know testimony, again, we said it's an Eid Echad. I'm an Eid Echad and I know testimony. So Nami, what's the chiddush over there? Ma'ari tema, because you might have thought to say that you should be part of the Shemaim as well. Because mi yemar dechi hava, I'm not sure if Asina is in the verse or not. Dechi hava masina le have moda dilma have mishtab l'shakra. If I'm one witness, my testimony does not guarantee payment to the litigant. Who says that this guy's going to say, oh, no, I'm not going to swear? Maybe he will swear and be putter. So there's no guarantee that me, there's no guarantee, it wasn't 100% that by me testifying, you would gain your money. You may have not gotten your money. So maybe I'd be putter because it's not all on me. It's on somebody else as well. Kamash Malan, that you're causing this you know, indirect damage, and therefore you're chayim midei shemayim. Okay. I hear your question. I mean, if it's, you know, as far as it goes both ways, how are you proving one way over the other? Okay. Next case in the Mishnah was, you right, the Mishnah said that you locked the corral appropriately, right? Vinifritza, and the wall falls down Belaila at night, and therefore he didn't know about it. Oshe Partsua list him. Or these bandits come, and they take the tzon out, and the tzon goes doesn't damage. The putter, meaning the owner of the tzon is putter, because he did a proper shmira on its own. So Amar Rabba says that which it says in the Mishnah, that if it's nifritz of a lila, you're putter, that's only vahushe chatra. That's only if the animal dug underneath the wall, and that's what caused the wall to fall down. Because then you're totally honest. So the Gemara makes the dig. Ava lo chatra mai, chayev. But if he doesn't dig, and the wall falls down, unknowingly, a good wall falls down, you're chayev. So hey chidami, what's the case? Elim, bakaltal bari, you're talking about a well, healthy, strong wall. Why do I need, only if it's dug? to be putter. If it's a healthy, strong wall, and then there's a crazy wind or something that happens, unforeseen occurrence, you should also be putter. The Ilim Bakoto Bari, Kilo Chatra Amai Chayev. Why are you Chayev? Amai Mahav Elim Eva. What should he have done better? He did all he was supposed to do. He's an onus. Ela Bakoto Ra'ua. We're talking about that you are, it's talking about if it was a Koto Ra'ua, you're Chayev if he digs. The Gemara says, Ki Chatra Amai Putter. So therefore, if it digs, you will be putter? Why? Amai Putter. Tchilasu B'Pshia B'Sofa Onesu. In that case, I had a Pshia in the wall by putting up a weak wall. It's going to fall down. Also, the animal digs underneath it. That's an item that starts with Pshia, finishes with Ones. We say, Tchilasu B'Pshia B'Sofa Ones Yerchayev. So the Gemara says, so Hani Chalaman Damer here, Yossi, it satisfies you because it brings both Shitas. That's all fine according to one who says that you're putter. So here, typically you would have been putter, but so therefore you would be. So that the nezek took place by ones because of the digging of the animal. That's why you're putter. El lamand amar, which I think we hold like chayev. So who cares, right? Since he was posheya with the weak wall. Who cares as to whether or not the animal dug, and that's what caused, in the end of the day, that's what caused the wall to fall down. I was still poshe by putting up a weak wall, or by leaving up a weak wall. So ma'ikla meimer, so why would I be putter if the animal dug? I should be chayev anyway. So the Gemara says, you're right, Rabba's statement of v'hu shechatra does not apply to the resha of our Mishnah. The Gemara says, ela masnisim b'kol tilbari. Right, our Mishnah is b'kol tilbari, and it falls down ba'ones, even afilu lo chatra, even without digging of the animal. That's the case of a Mishnah. You put up a good wall, it did what you're supposed to do, some unforeseen circumstances came about, the wall falls down, you're putter. But, so where does Rabba say his din, that it has to be dealing with digging? Kipa Rabba asefa itmar. He's talking about the continuation of the Mishnah, which was the case of the Mishnah there, where you tied it up into the sun, right? You left it in the sun, right? So he says, it says over there, Hinicha Bechama, you left it in the sun, Osha Masra Lecherishot Vekatan, or you gave it over to a Cherishot Vekatan, the Yatsta, and then it went out, the Hizika, and it did damage your Chayiv, your Chayiv. That's why the difference between the fire and here, I hear you. So, Cherishot Vekatan goes out, and then your Chayiv. So, Amaraba, Vafilu Chatra, even if it got out via digging, meaning the you left it in the sun and it dug its way out, or you gave it to a chayav shot of a katan and they're watching and it dug its way out. Lomi by hecha de lo chatra. Don't say we know for sure that your chayav. Let's say, talk about the sun case that it didn't dig out; it just went out by itself because it left it in the sun. It goes crazy by being left in the sun. The kulip shihu. That's all pshia. Why are you leaving it in the sun? It's going to cause the animal to go crazy. Ela filu chatra nami. Even if it dug its way out, meaning it didn't go out the regular way, it dug its way out under the kotel, and the wall then fell. Sumadu teva havele tchilaso b'pshia v'sofo ba'ones, and therefore, according to one man, the amr, you would be putter. The one who says tchilaso b'pshia v'sofo ones, you would be putter. You might think in this case that you would be putter as well. Yes, I left it, it was pshia by leaving it out of the sun, but it dug its way out, and that's what caused the damage. So, kamash malon, dekula pshihu. The kamash malon here is that no, it's all pshia. By leaving it in the sun, you don't have a separation between you're leaving him in the sun and his digging. His digging is because you left him in the sun. It's all one act of pshia. Because my time, why? The amrle, ne the yadata. Don't you know? The cave in the shatei bechama, once you leave it out in the sun, kol tatztika, the isle lemevit of vinafki. Anything that it can do, it's going to do to get out. So it's all one pshia. So even the mandamo says, tchilasu b'shia, b'sofu b'ones, is putter, here's going to say yuchayev, because it's all one great, big, large pshia. Okay. Next case in the Mishnah was Hotzia Listim. If the Listim took out the animal, I guess they dragged it out, so then Listim Chayovim. They are Chayovim because they are now considered the owner, the Bailim of the animal. They are the Bailim of the animal. So Gemara says, Pshita. Yeah. That is Pashit. What's that come to teach us? That is Pashit. If the Pshita, the Kaven, the Afkuo, since they pulled it out, they did a kinyan meshicha, and they have a kinyan gazela, a kinyan neva. They did, Rashi says, kevin dafkua ika meshicha, you have meshicha, which is the pulling, the shinin rishus, and also you've changed the rishus from the owner to Nerusus. We'll see that in Meruba, that you need these two things in order for the kinyanim of the ganav to take place. Right? To habe koni lekomili. Now it's his for everything. So he's technically the owner, and he has to, with an obligation obviously to pay back, but he is the owner, so he has all the responsibility. Right, the Gemara says the cave and the afkua kamen lebrushusayu lecholmili for everything. So therefore, he would be chayiv. So Gemara says lo tzricha the kamule ba'apa. What happened here is they didn't do mashicha. Rashi says the kamule ba'apa. Second Rashi shelo mashchua. They didn't drag him. Ela amdu b'fanel lechol tzad shelo telech anav ana el kamal achol. They sort of surrounded it by three sides, and they didn't give him any room to walk except in one area, one way. And the only way to walk was to go to this. Pile and forced it to eat, but they never dragged it. So they never came into their rishus. So you might have thought that since they never dragged it, they came to mashicha. They would be chayiv. Kamash wanted even in this case comes to teach us that kamal ba'apa still creates an obligation on these listim.
Why isn't that a problem?
Because he forced it to a higher level.
They made a
path for it
to go to.
They made the only path. They forced it to walk. There was nowhere else for it to go.
Yeah,
no other way to go. So that's what the Gemara says. It's not grama. The kamal ba'apa kiha. That's similar to Amarava Amarav Masna Amarav Hamamid behemus chaveru al kamus chaveru. If you're mamid, if you walk your friend's animal to somebody else's bundles and you force it to eat and it eats chayev. The Gemara says mamid. If you do mamid, you pull it. Pshita, you're chayev, because then you stole it. No, lo tzricha, the kam la ba'apa, that you stand in a way that you force it to walk. And that's the same explanation in our Mishnah, that the listim were kam la ba'apa, and they didn't bring it with a die, and there's no chiyav mishum gezel. The chiyav over here is because they caused the hezek, and I guess this is considered enough of a direct causation that it doesn't fit in the category of grama. Maybe it's karmi, I don't know how, we get to define when it becomes, when it's grama, when it's not, in order to make that determination
poison,
obligation.
It's the poison, so the animal has a choice or something, right? You poison in front of the animal?
Yeah, but you're not forcing it to go there. Turn its head. I guess they're saying over here with the animals that if you constrict its path, it's gonna if you squeeze something, it's gonna force it to move out.
Or you tell it to eat your friend's wheat.
But this is something that he should be eating. It's a typical thing for the animal to be eating. Okay, Abayig is a different answer. So Amalei Abayi Rav Yosef, Hikisha Amartalon. When you told us this, you said that it's talking about Hikisha. Rashi says Hikisha means Bimakel Amartalon. That you didn't. That question. You didn't pull it. You didn't do this pushing together. Maybe he holds its grama, but you hit it. You whacked it with the stick, and you forced it to walk by hitting it with the stick. Right? Listim Nami Hikishua. That's also the listim also Hikishua. Right? Rashi says Bimakel. And hitting it with a stick is considered mashicha, and therefore creates kinyanim of the ganav, and therefore he would be mechayev. Okay, we're moving tonight. The Mishnah then said, "Masral l'roeh nichnas haroeh jartachtav," and therefore it's chayev. If I hand it over to the shepherd. The shepherd is my agent, I guess, but the shepherd has his agency liability, he has his own liability, and therefore he's obligated if it does damage. So this is, as a background, the Gemara is now going to try to bring a raya to a machlokus that you have in the Gemara above Metzia, of the case of Shomer, Shemassel, the Shomer. Right? I give my thing to one Shomer A to watch. Shomer A then hires his own Shomer to watch my thing. So there's a machlokus over there, if Shomer, Shemassel, the Shomer, and something happens, is the first shomer pater or not? Right? Maybe he didn't have the right to give it off to his sub agent. So the Gemara there brings a machlokes between Rav and Rav Yochanan, and there were two reasons there whether you be chayav the shomer. One reason you be chayav the shomer is you can say I aim it so you pitone to be alacher. I never wanted my pikadon to be in somebody else's. You do a contract and you hire a custodian, you hire an escrow agent. You could explicitly say that you can't give it to anybody else unless one party agrees to it. You can't transfer it over. If you can, then you have to write it specifically in the contract. But and that's one reason. The other reason was that if there's a pshia, then someone has to take a shvua that it was pshia. I trust you with the shvua. I don't trust him with the shvua. So those are the two reasons why you could say that Shomer Shemassel Shomer, the first Shomer was still be chayev. So here we have the case of Masul Roa. You gave it over to the Roa. So Gemara says, Amri. They learned that they were done. The case is Tachtav Deman. He said, Niklas Haroa Tachtav. Who is the Roa coming in place of? So Ilema Tachtav De Bal Behema. If you say that the roa is now in place of the owner of the animal, meaning the roa is now considered the owner, Tanita Chadzvidin, we already had this just a couple of days ago, the Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalet, it says, Misarola Shomachinam Moshol Nosasachar Ulasokar Kula Nichsutachas Vailin. We already know that if you give it over to a Shomer, they take the place of the owner. So why would I have to say it again here? So it must be over here, Ella Tachtav the Shomer. The case over here is where I gave the behema to Roa A, and Roa A then sub-agents it out to Roa B. So then Nichnas HaRoa Tachtav to tell me that the second roa is now in place of the first roa, I mean the second roa is chayiv, the first roa is not chayiv, and will come to teach us that it would say Ela Tachta to Shomer and Shomer Kama Ipatle Lagamre. And then you would see over here that Shomer so Mashal Shomer, the first Shomer is Pater, because the second roa is taking his place. So the Gemara says, Lema to have it to the Rava, that should be a kasha on the shita of Rava, the Amar Rava, because Rava says, Shomer, Shemasal, Shomer, Chayev. He says, if a Shomer passes over to one Shomer, the first Shomer still maintains liability.
But the first Shomer had no right to give the second one.
So that's why he has liability, according to Rava. According to our case, he does have the right to give it over, as long as he does it into the same level. You can't be a shoel and then give it to a shomer chinam. Right. So the Gemara says no. Amalach Rava will answer my misara leroa. What does it mean misara leroa? It's levarzile. It's to the barzile. Rashi says letalmido. It's sort of to his intern. Right. So that's accepted that you know that the roa is going to usually gives it over to the associate. Right. And in that case, Rava is going to agree that the original Shomer is Pater. The Orche de Roa Lemimse Levarzile. You didn't want the Roa to give it over to the Barzile. You should have included that in the contract. That is the typical terms, is that the Roa gives it over to his Barzile. So then the Barzile takes the place of the Roa. You didn't want that. You should have negotiated that. But therefore, since it's standard, that's why the second guy comes in, takes place of the first guy. Normally, the second guy does not take place of the first guy. But here it's different. And Ikad Amri will say the other way around, and we'll use it as a raya for Rava. Ikad Amri, Dimidiktani Misara LaRoa. The Mishnah says specifically you hand it over to a roa, to the shepherd. Velokatani Misara LaAcher. It doesn't say you gave it over to anybody else. It says specifically you gave it over to a roa. Shma Mina, my Misara LaRoa. What does it mean, Misara LaRoa? It's Masaro LaBarzile. It's a case of where you gave it over to the intern. To Orche DeRoa LaMimsa LaBarzile, because that's the typical thing. But if you handed it over to somebody else, then that somebody else would not take the place of the shomer, and that would be a proof to Rava. And lame misali the Rava, the Amar Rava shomer shemashal shomer chayiv, because Rava holds shomer shemashal shomer chayiv. Here, the only reason why the second guy takes the place is because it's a barzile. In a non-barzile case, the second guy would be chayiv. That's a raya to Rava. So Mar says, no, we can learn the Mishnah, we can learn it differently, and it would be a raya. Amri lo dilma. We could say that the reason why I wrote Roa is not to make the diuk of Barzile and not Barzile, it's rather Orcha de Milsakatani. That's the way the Rishas is writing the typical standard case. The typical standard case is that you have an animal, you don't give it over to a Samashomer, you give it over to a Roa. That's the case, you give it over to a Roa. But who adin lish la'acher? It would be the same halach if I gave it over to somebody else. But it doesn't mean, meaning that the second guy, if I gave it to somebody, and the second guy gave it over to a third guy, the second guy would still be Pater, because Shomer Shemashal Shomer would be Pater, according to Sman Domer. Don't make any diukim from the fact that it's a Roa. I'm just speaking about a Roa, not because the Mitatiko Barzile. I'm speaking of a Roa, because that's the typical case. Okay. Okay, Itmar. So then we said, like Shomer Aveda. I guess the Gemara is not talking about a Shomer Aveda. What happens to a Shomer? I find a lost object, and I'm holding on to it until I announce that I can find the owner. So I'm a Shomer Aveda. So Rabba Amar, Kishomer Chinam Dami. I am as if I consider a Shomer Chinam, and therefore my only Chiyuvim is if I'm Posheya. But if it's lost or stolen, I'll be Potter. Rav Yosef Amar Kishomer Sachar Dami. No, I'm considered a Shomer Sachar. I'm getting some sort of benefit, and therefore by getting that benefit, I'm chayav like a Shomer Sachar, and therefore I'm chayav for Geneva or Aveda. So Rav Amar Kishomer Chinam Dami. Rav says a kashomer chinam because my hanah kamatile. What benefit am I getting from it? I would probably have to pay, I have to lay out money to feed the animal if it's an animal or to keep something in good condition. So he says mahanah kamatile, and therefore I should be a shomer chinam because I'm not taking a schar, and therefore I'm not chayav gnev uveda. Rav Yosef Amar kashomer sachar dami. I'm like a shomer sachar. Why? Bahi hanah. Said this is called prut of the Rav Yosef. With that, what's the benefit? Bahi hanah dilo bayi lemesili riftu aniyah havi kashomer sachar. The hanah that I get by being putter to have to give an ani money because I'm osik in the mitzvah of shomer aveda. With that hanah, I'm getting a benefit, and therefore I become a shomer sachar. So that's the hanah. So if you, because I'm osik in mitzvah, I'm putter in mitzvah. So Tosos points out. Tosos says right away. He says, look at this long Tosos, just a little bit. He says, "Bahi anah de lo kabayle mipti liftul aniya." Oh yeah, let's just finish. And ikan the farshi ahachi. Some say as follows: Rav Yosef Amar kishomer sachar dami. He says a shomer sachar. Why? Kevin the Rachman shabde bal korche hilk shomer sachar dami. I don't want to do this. The Torah is forcing me to do this. So by Torah forcing me to do this, I get the status of a, and I'm doing a mitzvah. So therefore, since I'm doing the mitzvah, I consider to get the schar mitzvah, that's the shomer sachar. But the first mandam of Yosef was the disput of Yosef, by the hana that I get by not having to give tzedakah if an ani comes knocking at my door. So Tosfos points out, he says, mishum da osek b'mitzvah, because you're osek b'mitzvah, therefore osek b'mitzvah is pater mitzvah. He goes, v'davka b'shah dimis asik ba. Only time you be pater, if the ani comes to the door, if at that moment he comes, I'm busy dealing with this aveda. Right, kigon shoteach letzarcha. I'm rubbing it. Omishum esek shetzarcha laveh. I'm doing something for the aveda at the time. Aval b'shvil shahaveda beveso lo niftar b'lemesev riftlaniya. Just because if the thing's in my house and I'm not doing anything with it, I'm watching television. The guy knocks on the door. I can't say, "Oh, I'm potter. I'm shomer aveda." You can't do that. Yeah, we're watching television. You can't do that. You can't do that because kevod sheyachol l'kayim shneim. The only one time you say osik mitzvah patel mitzvah is because an ear shall also shneim. Here you can do both, which is a big deal. That's over there, and a guy comes to my door.
But isn't that pashut that you can't do two things?
Yeah,
at
so
once?
It is. What, you can't do two things at once?
Yeah, or if you can, you can. If you can't,
right. But the Rashba brings that a Ravid, and you have to figure that out. The Ravid says that nearer should sober the kol she mashkum biyado patel mitzvah. As long as the mashkum's in your hand, you're patel the mitzvah. According to the Rebbe, it's not so pashut. I don't. I don't think you mazri that. I don't know what that means. Then he writes to Tosos. The Tosos says, "Ain shomer veda patam din riftul ani el ke osu b'shmiris avedul chud." Right? Because Tosos points out the logic, which is exactly what you say, Menachem, is the. He says, "Vesvaruhu." Go down the next line. "Vesvaruhu do atu adam sheishol tefillin berosho v'tisus bigdo u'mezuzah b'pisco yipatam mitzvah." I'm sitting. I'm wearing tzitzis right now. I'm osu b'mitzvah. I'm done. I don't have to do anything else. I'm sitting in my house. There's a mezuzah on my door. I'm done. That's it. I don't have to do anything else. What are you saying? It's logical. It makes perfect sense.
If Shomer Aveda actually a mitzvah, I thought it was to actually return it.
Well, that's part of the process of returning it is to keep it.
So walking to shul, is that a mitzvah?
You've got to get there.
Possibly.
You've got to get there. But I mean,
possibly. There's no other way to do it. So possibly. But watching Shomer Aveda is a mitzvah. You have to. The Torah says it. You have to do so. You have to do that.
Part of the Shabbos
Aveda
process.
So that's, but it seems pretty, it's just, you can't, and so that's always the shaila that comes in, you know, you're sitting and you're davening, and the nani walks into the shul, and now you osik mitzvah patra mitzvah. So I'm not so sure. I heard once from a Neuberger, from Bergenfield, who said that from Baruch to after Shmona Esrei, he says it's osik mitzvah patra mitzvah, because that the time it takes you to remove your money and things like that, you can be hesach hadas, and you know, that I heard that once, but I didn't hear it from him, I heard it b'shmo. Because yeah, a guy comes in, an ani comes in to collect, and you're in the middle of davening. So Rav Neuberger said, you know, during Pesukei Zimra or after Shmoneh Esrei, he said that you have to give. But he thought that maybe between Baruch Hu and after Shmoneh Esrei, you don't have to give at that moment because you're osik in the midst of tefillah. You're osik in the midst of tefillah. That's going to. And he says it's Eiv. So that's the Daraisa part. So it's a Kriya Shmoneh Shmoneh Esrei. So that's the part that you would maybe. He said that maybe that in that spot you might be putter. I just would say that I don't have that much kavana to begin with, so I don't know by going into my wallet or leaving the dollar on the table and then giving it over to somebody else. What?
That's why it's not, because it's just because you just can't concentrate.
Right, but you're supposed to be not being. But so that's Eif Shalas Oshneim. Okay, but I hear you. I'm saying that I just don't think that that's the reason why I'm losing my kavana. I think I'm losing my kavana because of everything else that's going around. Okay. Again, I didn't hear it from him. I heard it from Shmo, so I don't know for 100%. Yeah.
So what if you're osik mitzvah and you don't have to do the other mitzvah and you do it anyway?
Well, so you're putter.
Right. So you get a mitzvah if you give the guy a dollar during Shmo Esrei.
I don't know, does it take away from your kavana?
Right.
If it takes away from your kavana, maybe it's a problem. Maybe you should be doing that.
Right.
So it would depend on what doing the second mitzvah does to your first mitzvah.
Exactly. Right.
If it messes up your first mitzvah, then probably you shouldn't.
Which mitzvah
do you exempt from the rabbi? Any mitzvah? It's according to the rabbi. It doesn't make any. I don't know. I have to be ma'azmi that rabbi. Okay, so we learned today's last schus for at least the shama for your side of Zalman Pichos Ben Simcha, the Shamash Navalia. Everybody have a great day.